Friends, want to welcome you to this weekly podcast for Petaluma United Methodist Church. It's a time of worship that is both unique and powerful. So I want to welcome you to this, what really turns out to be an extraordinary experience of listening. It's a rare thing to stop what we're doing, close our eyes, and simply listen. So I invite you to do just that. Grab a cup of coffee or tea, and relax while you have the experience of hearing worship. Feel free to pray and sing along as you feel moved to do so. This week, as you may know, marks the final week of our focus on stewardship as we seek to invite commitments of time, resources, and talent for the ministry of this faith community. I want to offer a word of profound thanks for those who have made their commitment to the life of this church. Your generosity truly makes a difference. I also want to thank those of you who are planning to make your pledge this week or perhaps a little later. As you pray to discern, please know that your faith community is grateful as we plan to use these gifts for the sake of the gospel. So as we ponder this season of commitment, let us find our quiet center as we call ourselves into worship.
Please join me in the call to worship. God calls us to lead lives that are an act of worship. This time is our touchstone with God's Spirit and with each other as we connect with one another and with God's wonderful Spirit.
Call to confession. In this season of challenge, confusion, and even chaos, we come to God to surrender our brokenness and our wounds. We come to God to release our anger and our cynicism. We come to God to confess, to say truth. Come, let us be in prayer together. Holy and wonder God, we come before you with a deep awareness of our brokenness. God, we are aware that we have let our addiction to our own point of view cause harm and hurt. Forgive us, we pray. We are aware that we have turned a blind eye to injustice. Have mercy on us, we pray. We are aware that we have been judgmental and harsh, and we crave your forgiveness. And, God of love, we have not loved you as you would have us love. Teach us to live into your love. For we know that if we do not love, we are far from you. Forgive us, we pray, and touch our hearts with grace and mercy, so that we might fully be your church, the very body of your Son, Jesus Christ. It's in his name we pray this day. Amen.
Hear these words that assure us of the forgiveness of our sins. God rises with the healing power of forgiveness and offers it to us as we turn to acknowledge our woundedness. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have been forgiven. Let us go then and offer this forgiveness to others. Amen.
This reading is from Psalms 34, verses 1 through 10 and 22. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Look at him and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. This poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord and was saved from every trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for those who fear him have no want. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned.
Nanonda lesoni na matakanindai sametu zububa. Ona bobinibi na bichoba enanga una kidanga. Ena tigutugu nga yung sungu na bomuli muliwa. Ena marote ichoba na ilongu. Ena rongoda kuira na almulmulumu karekikina. Domi bodadu takana de ichoba. Yeme menta to ka patana edana. Awa baka sangari ichoba kasarungu diau. Kasabambuliau. Mena nungu rere kedenga. Ere satata gibua, kalsabara ramataki. Kasa sengeni mandua na matandra. Satangi na tamatandra munurubongo, kasabara rongo kuchoba. Kapakambuli koya, mena nona rarao kedenga. Na angilu si choba, satiku babulibuli tira, ere sa rerebagi koya. Kasabambuli ira. Dutubole manda, kareda ni sayalo binago kuchoba. Sa kalunga tana tamata, sa pagarara bibua. Do rere pagichoba, kwa ikimundu na tamata yalo sosaba. Ni sa sianga na kaa meali, vira rasa rere pagikoya. Era sa nrabunrabua, na lubi nila yoni ka viakana. Ia ene sianga na kaa binaka, meneali vira era sa pagasangkarichoba. Na tikini rusogurua, sa pagambula na elonra, na nona tamata kuchoba. Ia ene senga ni padalai indua vira savora rabibua.
I'm reading from Matthew 5, verses 1 through 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This ends the reading.
Kurosana lesione no mataka nindai, madio no waselima, ndua, kina tinigarua. Ini sarithir na lefungu kukwea, sadhambi kina ulubunua, ini sati uzombu, salakumabi kwea kuira na natisepeli, asavosa kukwea, kababuli dhira kakaya, sakalomata kuira samalumulumu, nisano na matintubolo malangi. Sakalonga to kuira sando tangi, nirna vadingui. Sakalonga to kuira salo malua, nirna taukena na vanua. Sakalonga to kuira savia kana kavia ngunu vana ivala vala do donu, nirna vama mutaki. Sakalonga to kuira sando loloma, nirna lomani. Sakalonga to kuira salo sozoa, nirna reda na kalu. Sakalonga to kuira sando tataro, nirna vaka tukai, mera lubi ni kalu. Sakalonga to kuira savada dani, e na vuini vala vala do donu, ni sanonra na martintu vala malai. Do sakalonga to nindu sa vaka seo seoani, ka vada dani, ka vasa vada data ki vaka ilasu, e na kakeda ngai da, e na bukungu. Do reki ka mara uvo lebu, ni sa lebu na keni sao, peke mundu melo malai. Ni sa vaka ngo, na nonra vada dani vira, na profita era sambule liu, peke mundu.
Hello, friends. I want you to know that today we're going to talk about blessings. This is an interesting word for me, and it goes back to my childhood in a number of ways. The first way I remember hearing this word was when my mom, and it was almost always my mom, would say with a slight edge in her voice, "You better count your blessings." Well, the inference, to me anyway, was that if I didn't hold my peace or behave myself, that I would have demonstrably fewer blessings at the end of the day. Another way I heard this was from friends who came from the American South. They would be referring to someone and would say with saccharine-tinged tones, "Well, bless their little hearts." And you know, now, to an attentive listener, this was clear that blessings were really kind of the last thing on the speaker's mind. Blessings. Well, when someone sneezes, you say, "Bless you," right? And of course, we hear the song, "God Bless America," which I could really never understand. It sounded almost to me like a demand that God better bless America or else. As if God had not blessed America in incredible abundance already. But I want to talk about the blessings that we hear called for in the fifth chapter of Matthew that was just shared so powerfully for us. This passage is commonly referred to as the Beatitudes. It prompts a wide range of blessings and calls us in this moment to consider this calling very possibly as our own calling. The Greek word that is translated into the word blessing is makarios. Now, a quick peek into the concordance and biblical language research tools will tell you that makarios means, and I quote, "happy." And so the easy and quick thing to do would be to go through the Beatitudes and replace the word blessed with the word happy. Yeah, it's easy, but I'm thinking it may not be that helpful. Because in our culture, happiness is kind of a surface thing. It's transitory. Our own much-abused national constitution guarantees the right to pursue happiness, and we are bombarded in media outlets with a never-ending stream of blather that tries to make us think that, well, you know, we'll be happy if only. And the if only is always tied to accumulating material things. I mean, you'll be happy in a new car. You'll be happy with the right perfume. You'll be happy if you procure the things that we are told will make us happy. But as it turns out, none of that stuff actually makes us happy or blessed. So what's going on with this passage? With this journey through Makarios, through blessings, what's happening? Now, this has been bugging me a little. I mean, it feels almost patronizing to be patted on the head and told that I'd get happy if I was persecuted and suffered, and that I'd get happy when I was reviled and called names. And this didn't quite cut the mustard for me, so I decided to kind of read a little more and dig a little deeper. And here's an interesting definition of Makarios that makes sense to me. I wonder what you think. Makarios. Blessed. The state of one who has become a partaker of God, or to experience the fullness of God. Now, this begins to get me a little closer to what I think this passage actually means. Blessings and happiness as words don't really come close to what I just shared with you. But if we can shift our hearing to refer to blessing being the state of one who has become a partaker of God, to experience the fullness of God, well, friends, now we're talking. Looking at it through this lens, it becomes easy to understand why the word Makarios is used 27 times in just Matthew and Luke alone. So I wonder if we haven't hit on something here, something powerful. Could it be that we have been dancing lightly over a shallow happiness, over blessings that frankly don't go all that deep? Could it be that at the core reality of who we are, the clear path for us is the process of becoming a partaker of God? Could it be that we're called to experience the fullness of God, and that as we persevere in following the way of God, that experience builds and grows to be a powerful blessing, transforming us into ones who are partakers of God? Wow. Look with me for a moment at the situations that bring these blessings. Scripture's potent in this regard. Blessed are you who mourn. Well, there is mourning with us this day, is there not? Blessed are the meek. Well, I guess I'd say so. Blessed are those who are starving for justice, for they will be fed. Blessed are the merciful, sure, they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart. How tough it is to remain pure in this world. But for those who are pure in heart, they will see God. Can you get a sense of where this might be going? And blessed are the peacemakers. This is a tough one in such a violent time and place as this. But as Paul writes in Ephesians, put on your feet anything that'll take you to the gospel of peace. And blessed are you who are persecuted. Blessed are you when you are reviled and people speak falsely about you. Friends, as we persevere in the life of faith, we experience all this, don't we? And what the Beatitudes are saying here is not that we will be happy, or not that we'll have blessings that can be enumerated or counted, but that as we journey on this pathway with Jesus, we will become partakers of God, ones who experience the fullness of the Holy, which is the fullness of love, is it not? Ah, this is really something. I mean, if you give the Beatitudes a quick read, they can seem almost transactional, if you know what I mean. In other words, blessed are you if this happens to you because you're going to get this. But the blessing, it turns out, is the whole point. Becoming a partaker of God, one who experiences the fullness of God, is, at the end of the day, the whole point. And we get there, friends, by coming together as Christian community to follow the way of Jesus. We don't get there so much by believing certain things, no. We get there as students of the Master Jesus, who teaches us what the early church simply called the way. If we make the commitment to follow the way, we'll find ourselves occasionally impoverished in the spirit. We will mourn. We will develop an insatiable hunger for justice and fairness, and we will learn mercy and purity, and we will rise up as ones who stand for peace and in community. As we pursue this way together, we will become partakers of God, ones who together experience the fullness of God. Who could ask for more? For in this journey, we'll find not just our own healing and salvation, but the healing and salvation of the world. So come, let's join together and be partakers of God. Let us receive the Makarios, the blessing of experiencing the fullness of the holy. And friends, let us become that kind of blessing for others. Let us be the means by which others are led to be partakers of the holy, experiencing the fullness of God. And as I was kind of ruminating and praying about this, I sat down at my computer and I tried to reach a little closer for a sense of the Beatitudes, and I've updated them a bit for this moment. A small change, but here are these Beatitudes for 2020 shared by a people who are partakers of God, ones who live in and experience the fullness of God. Hear these words. Blessed are those who are alone and isolated, for they shall know the joy of community. Blessed are those who mourn the loss of loved ones from COVID-19, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for in their innocence and openness they have embraced the reality of God. Blessed are those who see that COVID-19 afflicts people of color more than others, who see this racism and who thirst for justice and righteousness in this. Blessed are those who are finding ways to show love and mercy in a time of fear and chaos, for love and mercy shall come to them. Blessed are those whose pure hearts touch us with optimism and enthusiasm, for they shall see God. And blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who call us to the holy task of peacemaking, for they truly are the children of God. And blessed are those who are locked in cages, those who are shot and killed by the authorities, those who are persecuted because of the color of their skin, for the reality of God's love is theirs. And blessed are you when people speak ill of you and persecute you and utter all kinds of falsehoods against you because you stand for love, for truth, and for hope, for you have already entered into God's embrace. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward, though not one of riches or goods, is great. It is great both in heaven and here in this moment, as the arms of the beloved hold you in grace and love. So on this day, sisters and brothers, I send you all these blessings and more. I wish for you, Makarios, to become a partaker of God, one who experiences God's fullness. Amen. Sisters and brothers, this is All Saints' Day. And of the many blessings that we have received, the blessing of the saints in our lives who have gone to their rest is a powerful one indeed. As we move into a time of prayer, I would ask that you take a moment in silence to think of the saints in your life and your story who have gone to their rest, the saints who have gone before us, who populate our way and light us to a brighter future. Let us pray. Holy God, on this day, we are ever mindful of the cloud of witnesses that surround us, of those who have gone before us in the journey of faith. We give you thanks for them. We give you thanks for how they have touched our lives and the lives of so many. And in this moment, we pause in silent prayer to recount their names. God, we once released these souls to your care, and we again commend these saints to your love and your wonder. Call us to them, call us in them, and let their memory be a motivator and an inspiration to us as we go in this day and in this time to be bringers of blessings to all. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are come now to the time of celebrating Holy Communion. I trust that you have found some grape juice or some other grape beverage and a piece of bread, for we will link these elements together by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Sisters and brothers, the living God is with us. We lift our hearts to this creating Spirit. As a people of compassion, we give thanks and praise to the nurturing love in our midst. As a people of struggle, we raise our voices to join the chorus of the ages in singing endless praise with the fabric of our lives. Holy, holy, holy God, God who transforms power and might, blessed are you and blessed are those who come in your name. You are the creative one. One who weaves the universe and all that is in it. Beneath our feet, you have provided the rich and wonderful tapestry of creation and charged us with its nurture and care. You brought all creatures into being and linked us with them as part of your wondrous plan for life ongoing. Throughout the hours and days of our being, we experience you in every moment, God. Every thought, every feeling that washes over us in our human ways of knowing. And your power comes to us as the sun rises to warm us and light our way. Your laughter sings round us in busy streets and late-night sidewalks. Your unending love reaches out again and again in the screech of newborn children and in the wealth of trust and love we have in each other. And in all this, your love is so great, O God, that you gave still more. In the fullness of your time, you sent your only child, Jesus, to walk among us as the embodiment of your way in the world, the voice of your yearning for us. Into our midst, Jesus came, sauntering as one who knew joy. He laughed, ate, and drank, seeking the company of outcasts and untouchables. He proclaimed the reality of your power, and in your name he healed the sick, fed the hungry, and confronted human structures which oppress and diminish your great gift of life. Jesus showed us with his life that the struggle for justice, peace, and liberation is a joyous task, a holy thing, a way of being. And it was for this that we resented and feared him. Our fear hardened our hearts, and in our fear we stood by while he was handed over to be judged, tortured, and executed for the high crimes of love, healing, and liberation. On the night of his arrest, Jesus sat down to laugh and eat and drink one more time with his followers. And before the meal, he took a loaf of bread from the table and blessed it. Jesus broke the bread and passed it around, saying, "Take this and eat. This is my body, which will be broken for you. When you eat it, remember me." And then he took the cup and gave thanks to you, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. It is my blood poured out for all people so that sins may be forgiven. As often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me." And here we are today, loving God, living echoes of those who sat around that long ago table with your child. We remember our brother Jesus, and our grief overpowers us. Deep in our hearts, we know that each day Jesus is betrayed and executed. It is true that the pain and suffering of people everywhere is the pain and suffering of Jesus our Christ. And truly we remember. As we share this meal, our memory finds voice, and we declare that the love you brought to us in Jesus is a love which heals us all, black or white, gay or straight, slave or free. The love of Jesus Christ binds us together as one with you, O God. It's our prayer that you will send your blessing on us on this meal as we celebrate the mystery of our faith and the great joy we have in your presence among us. This is our prayer of thanksgiving, our cry of grief, our tears of joy. Amen. And now, if you would take the cup of juice and the piece of bread and lift up the piece of bread and know that this is the body of Christ truly given for you. And know that the beverage liquid in this cup is the blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. And we are called each time we do this to remember. And so let us remember with grateful praise. Amen. God, we have feasted upon your Spirit and your love. Nourish us in spirit and courage to go forward and be the church in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Tamagimami melomalangi, meboro taki nedamuni, meadomai na numuni matintu, medagala lomamuni eburubura, mebakasada melomalangi, nisile mebiki mami na singongo na kakana erotiki mami, nimbukoda na nimami valvalda. Bebaka ki mami samukodo ti nononra, era sai valvalda beki mami. Ni kaguni koti ki mami gine vere, kavombule ki mami menada. Ni sano muni na matintu, kena kaukaua, kena langilangi, sangani mundu. Amen.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Dear friends, this is the time when we make our commitments of tithes and pledges to the ministry of our church. I invite your generosity and your prayerful discernment as you make your decision in these days. For we are stewards of the ministry of this church. And we are stewards not just of this moment, but friends, we are stewards of a future that we are envisioning even as we speak. So as you make this commitment, as you make this pledge, I want to invite you to begin a process that will take us through the middle of January. And that is, we are going to become visionaries. We are going to dream dreams and have visions of Petaluma United Methodist Church within 7 to 10 years. In your mind's eye, where is this faith community? What ministry has seized this church? Where are we in the journey of following the way of Jesus and becoming his people? So I encourage you to call me, write to me, email me, and there's a group of folks who will be praying over your visions. And one thing about vision, friends, is that it often feels impractical. So don't worry if it feels expensive or if you don't think we have enough people. Just allow the luxury of God's dreaming to permeate your hearts. And as you make your pledge commitment this day, do so as a visionary who knows that there is a greater future than we can imagine.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, let us pray. God, we make these commitments today, reaching for a vision of faith, reaching for a vision of community, reaching for hope in a new and powerful moment. Hear us, hold us, as we dedicate these gifts, these promises for ministry, for we will use them to build community that will follow your Son Jesus, in whose name we pray and in whose name we serve. Amen. Hear this word of benediction. May God enfold you in God's unbelievable love and give you courage and strength and peace and give you a joy beyond your ability to describe it. And may you now and forevermore know the loving folds of Christian community where everyone's got your back, where everyone loves you, where grace is practiced and humor is extended. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.